people have come out onto the streets downtown here in Minneapolis to celebrate this historic verdict. It feels like a moment of history, undoubtedly, the first time a white police officer has ever been convicted over the death of a black citizen here in the state of Minnesota.
Yep, absolute madness. They're coming out of America this morning. Wow. Just wow, absolute history in the making right now, and about bloody time. DJ Snake, Azzy FM, coming up, it is Pozo FM.
Wow, so welcome. I think we're at episode 219 or 220, but yeah, apologies for having a couple of days off, but hey, I'm back, and what a headline today. For those of you who are in the US, finally the jury's out and we have a guilty charge. So this is a big deal. The murder of George Floyd, who's death led to months of demonstrations against police brutality, obviously happening last summer. It caused quite a stir, obviously within America, but all over the planet. You know, everybody's been watching, everybody's been waiting to see, everybody has an opinion. So finally, Chauvin's found guilty, and on all three of the criminal courts that he was facing. So second degree murder, second degree manslaughter, and third degree murder. So, you know, I didn't realize, but, you know, this is the first conviction of a white police officer to be actually committed, to actually be charged with killing a black person. So, you know, well done to those who support it. To those who don't, I'm not really sure why you wouldn't. Maybe there's other facts that I'm not sure about. But this does read here, and I'm just reading here. Actually, I'm just looking while I'm talking here, on our news feed here in New Zealand, but you know, they said in here that it was unsuccessfully argued that Floyd died from the drugs in his system at the time of his arrest and underlying heart disease. It was known that Floyd struggled with opiate addiction, and trace amounts of methamphetamines were found during the county medical examiner's autopsy. The autopsy also found that Floyd's heart was slightly enlarged and several arteries were significantly occluded. However, the report that Floyd's cause of death was cardiopulmonary arrest, which is obviously the heart stopping, and the lungs, complicating law enforcement, subdural restraint, and neck compression. So what they're saying here is that both the drugs in Floyd's system and his heart disease as contributing factors, but said that neither were direct causes of Floyd's death. He also categorized Floyd's death as a homicide, which in medical terms simply means death at the hands of someone else. So during his testimony, the doctor made it clear that his opinion of how Floyd died had not changed. So there you go. Done and dusted. Let's see what happens from here.